The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
We're back, second hour of the National Intel Report on this Friday, February 19th, ladies and gentlemen, 2021, joined by John Twitchell out there in Utah, talking to John in Michigan. And John and I have some history going back, oh, I don't know, John, what, 25 years?
Well, it was probably right after 2000 when they were starting to bring into this county the UN to change things for our better, of course.
We're from the government, and we're here to help.
And you were kind enough to come out here and inspire the community to continue with their efforts to throw them out. And we did get that accomplished, and your efforts were really beneficial.
Well, but this was the first time, and you live in Antrim County. If you get out your convenient map of Michigan with your left hand palm down on a table, you are up right about where that little pinky nail is in the great state of Michigan. And beautiful area, but this was the first area that they came in with their new wetlands project.
And for a countywide wetlands ordinance.
Exactly. And it found out the town council was the ones that were implementing this. When you guys tried to check it, they even got the county sheriff involved. And I remember a judge, a magistrate up there, an older woman. You guys went to her and said, look, we're having a problem here because we're now having the county sheriff threaten our group and what we're trying. You explain the situation. She basically turned around and told that county sheriff, unless you want to spend time in your own facility, you better cease and desist.
That's facts. Yep.
Wow.
These guys learned a lesson, and everyone involved learned a lesson that you have to keep going with the truth, and eventually it'll succeed.
It will. John, I'll tell you what, my hat's off to you, because this wasn't an easy thing to do. It took you guys a while to get this thing reversed and get those cockroaches chased off the chairs of the town council up there.
Well, 4 years and 2 years you were involved, so
yeah.
They didn't listen, and we finally had to just go to the state police. Would not even come close to it. They didn't get involved at all. But
but let's understand that they may not recognize it, or any cop. Any town USA may not recognize it, but they're the Keystone Corporate Coffer cops for the administrative state. They're there for the administrative law. This is not common law. We are in a different era, and I've talked about that endlessly. I won't bother to bring it up all now, but John, my hat's off to you and the people in Antrim County, because you people banded together and you didn't quit. You never quit.
No, it has to do with your spirit and having faith in yourself and the information. And I didn't mean the state police, which it had, they just said they have no jurisdiction because they don't in your county.
Quasi jurisdiction.
Well, of course, but that's another story, but.
Yeah.
But if anybody wants to know more about Antrim County, just watch Mike Lindell's presentation on voter fraud, because out of 2 hours, I think half an hour is dedicated to Antrim County and their issues with the voter fraud during this election. So check that one out.
All right, John.
Going back to homeschooling, real simple. You have to be. We pulled our children out when they were going into the 7th and 9th grade, and they were lacking in so many skills. 90% of the children are not on the honor roll, and I brought that up, and that's soon stopped. But they had the parents at bay with that, because children could take tests over and over again. And there's so much to talk about. But they put these children in a state of dissonance with the education. Parents say, go to school, your teacher will teach you. Well, they're learning something different that the parents don't know. And they come home and they have all of this angst because they're not being given information.
Right.
And they're not being challenged. And the people that are 40 years and younger went through this system, so they do think that that's normal. And they may not have the skills to necessarily be like a teacher, but a teacher just has to give them information. And that can be, first you have to be able to read it and understand what you're reading. So get a book out, give it to your child, see what they know as far as reading skills go. And then take it from there and then show them how to communicate or put their thoughts down on paper. And now you're started, because now they'll get a book that they like and they'll understand why they have to have this skill to read
More importantly, and I can remember this, 50 years ago, high school counselors. What does a high school counselor really know about the child, and they're giving advice to them on careers? This is one of it's the most asinine thing that I've ever heard. Who better would know what the real talents and the real interests? See, and this is the problem with the public schools. It's a one-size-fits-all. Here's the curriculum. Cram it, jam it, repeat it, pass your test. Yay for you.
You're right.
And it does nothing to hold that child's interest per se, but it doesn't accentuate what that child is interested in. A young mind is a wonderful, fertile ground, and they do a pretty good job of doing their own fertilizing and tilling and watering, okay? And they go with what they like. How many people do we all know that are stuck in jobs that they absolutely hate? Haven't you heard of the old axiom out there? You know, if you're doing something you love, you never work a day in your life. It's such a tragedy to watch this cookie cutter bureaucratic mentality with millions and millions and millions of our children, when they're failing them miserably, but they think they're doing a good job. But, you know, just to make sure that we're all united in this, let's form a teachers union and let's really put the kibosh to education.
I could go on for an hour and a half with this one in Michigan. But my granddaughter, five years old last year, she taught herself the alphabet, Russian alphabet, and can say it, and she knows how to identify words. With the animals and letters, she likes shapes and things, and she's not a savant. She just has her interest in different places, and
right.
The school would totally suppress that. So God bless both of you, and find out what your children know, how they know how to read, because this is a blessed time to be able to be at home with them. And build a bond that the teacher isn't going to be able to do.
Well, John, John, let's turn it back on to him. We never let a crisis go to waste.
No, I know.
Hey, thanks for your call, John.
Okay,
yeah,
so
God
I
bless
want to throw
you
out real quickly an right. association for so it's UHEA.org. That's Utah Home Educators Association. It's actually one of the biggest in the country, so... that's a good resource to go to if you want some information, and they have links to national organizations as well. I just asked a home educator friend of mine.
Wait a minute. You just said I just axed?
Asked. Sorry.
Oh, okay.
I chop away.
I'm just thinking to myself, I can hear your children saying, Dad, can I ask you a question?
Well, you know, we speak different in Utah here, you know.
So. Yeah, it's Utahese. I get it.
Utahese.
Henry in Connecticut. Hello, Henry.
Hello. Hello.
Hi.
Yeah, it's on the topic you're discussing, and I found this on Amazon. I don't know how many people out there know this, but Obama, and I never voted for him even once. I worked the polls when he was running. Put in the Common Core system, and they the academic textbooks, you know, for math reading, arithmetic, math reading, and I forgot what else, but those two. And they showed a video on YouTube. Maybe they pulled it down now, maybe not. It really, like, dumbs down the students. And so I said, let me look into this, you know, because I never heard him openly speak about the Common Core. Obama, I always had a recall. You may have once. So I look it up on Amazon, and there's this book out there that I looked at the reviews, and it had like 50, 60 book reviews, right? And they have verified purchase, so you could tell which one verified brought the book or not, whether it's Kindle or, you know, it's a book about Common Core, you know. And the teachers, there's some parents too, but the teachers were really vivid and about this president pushing that, some principles too. Now, and it's really, my theory behind it is this. What Obama wanted to do was dumb down the American students, particularly probably the
It wasn't just Obama, George Bush, Common Core. It wasn't just Obama. But go ahead.
Oh, so it originated with George W. Bush.
Yes.
Oh.
Uh-huh. See, and here, and Henry, here's the trap they all got us in.
Okay.
You know, that it's all Democrats that do bad things. Now I'm here to tell you,
right,
Republicans do bad things too.
That's true.
Yeah.
Oh, I am more angry with Republicans by far than I am with Democrats. Last President's Day, I asked who was your favorite president, and I should have asked who's your least favorite. George W. is right up there. At the top, right with his pops. I am more angry at what Republicans have done to my country than I am with Democrats, because at least the Democrats in general are being sincere.
And they're open about what they are, because it's more their resting state. If you're a communist, Marxist, or they're a globalist, they're both parties. But the reason why you see them, they're slipping now on both parties, all of them, because of different things, planetary energies and so forth. But they're more, the reason why you see more of them in the Democrat expressing themselves is because it's more their resting, not resting point, but more able to express the globalist Marxist in the Democrat than the Republican. But that makes them more dangerous in a way, like what you're saying, because then if they're a Republican, they can pass it, you know, everybody think there's something else, and they're just as much like Bill Clinton and Hillary. That's what's most dangerous.
Well, and again, what business does the federal government have in setting the standards or curriculum for the public school systems of all 50 states? That's why down here in Texas, they call it the ISD, Independent School District. It's not independent of anything. It's very much dependent and is picking up that national curriculum that's designed to do one thing and one thing only. So under the guise of educating your children, we're going to program them, and we're going to actually make them dumber. Let me stress this point again. Why is the federal government, here's another area that they're involved in that they should not be involved in. There's a lot of damage we can undo by backing the Fed the hell out of our business and the hell out of our states. And they can take their good ideas and they can stick them where the sun doesn't shine. You know, I'm serious. 10th Amendment time here. Stand up and say, thank you, Mr. Uncle Sammy, but no thank you. We're going to handle this. And whether they try to blackmail you, or we're going to cut off your federal funds. Okay, you go ahead and do that. You do whatever you think you have to do. We're going to do what we have to do. That's what this is coming down to. I am tired of these state governors, all this gnashing of teeth, and I'm cervical, and I'm in it. No, you as a governor of a state, your people elected you under what? Not the socialist states of America, not under the Marxist doctrine, under that of which you swore an oath to, and if you cannot operate and fulfill your capacity of your job, your office, you need to go, and go now. None of this, what I'm talking about, is rocket science. It is common sense, but it's going to take the effort. How many times do we hear the Democrats say, we got to fight? They were talking about fighting us. Why have we not taken, and not declaring war on idiot Democrats and little Marxists that lost their way in the greatest country in the entire planet? I don't care about them. What I care about is the remnant of this country that knows better, that can put things back to right. I could give a crap less if they walked off a damn high cliff. I care less.
Good point.
Henry, thank you for your call.
One other thing I just want to know. Is there any principals of schools in any states that can change or reject Common Core? Because I heard that they were, and I'll take it off the air. Okay, thank
you. All right. Well, what has to happen is, gosh, John, for some reason, the State Board of Education, there we go. I knew I'd spit it out sooner or later. That's your place to start. That is your place to start. And this can be unraveled. And again, there's strength in numbers, people. You know, are you all too scared or too timid or too confused or too depressed or too something to stand up in defense of your own country and to push back on these people? What, are we wasting our time here?
The reason why they take so much ground is it's all for the children. It's always about the children. The more they can throw in the children, the more they take at those heartstrings. And we need to be much better at saying, no, it's not for the children. You're not about the children when you're trying to come after mine.
And again, why is the curriculum being set up on a federal basis? Why? Do you think, John, that there's good people in the respective states that want to take a look at their education system and go, you know what? I think we can do a lot better. And without this cookie-cutter approach, that they innovate, they change their own systems. And you know what it'll become then? It'll become an instance that people are excelling, children are excelling in their own schools, in their own state. You have to set the example for others to follow. I hate to say it, but that is the truth. But so what? Let's go ahead and do it. Let's start setting examples of how good of an education system we can put together for our children. Let's try that one.
Well, when you can have it federalized, you can vote for whatever presidential candidate you want. The National Education Association can put a ton of money behind one or two candidates, and then have control of when your students
Don't get me started on who's shoving money to get the compliance. You know, because money is the great corrupter in many different ways. Let me take this other call here quickly.
Please do.
Robert in Central Texas. Hello, Robert.
Hey, Johns. How y'all doing tonight?
Hi.
Doing well.
Hey, I got a couple of notes here. I've sat down one time and looked at all the presidents in my lifetime and looked at their policies, and I've noticed that a lot of things through the administrative state happened during Republicans, when everybody was asleep, thinking, oh, they're, everything's good. They're not going to do anything against us.
I don't know exactly what you mean.
Look at
what Nixon did, all the policies, the EPA, the Teachers Association, all these things, all these alphabet agencies came. And we got the NDAA, we got the Patriot Act, we got all these things during the Republicans. At least the Democrats tell you up front what they're going to do. You don't have to like it, but they do it.
By the way, you going to be in the shop tomorrow?
Absolutely. Another reason I called.
Okay, I've got all my fairing and stuff underneath the front of my car that got all ripped up due to the snow and the ice. If I can shove that up there and tape it in, and hey, but I wanted to ask you the question: why do you only are open 11 to 11 o'clock on a Saturday?
If I hear the music, I could tell you that after.
Okay, hang on.
Go
when warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an energy planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an energy cleaner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an energy cleaner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time on cardboard on corners in town. There's a cancer called crime in our cities and an unspoken fear. We're on our way down.
We are back. Robert, you still there?
Yes, sir, I am. The reason is at one time we were just down to two people, and we were just getting so overloaded. That was when the economy was better. So we'd close up early, and we'd still be there, you know, maybe 2 or 3 hours sometimes, just trying to get everybody out of there. So that's the reason why. But tomorrow we're going to be open till 5 to try to catch up. We've been closed all week.
Well, hallelujah. Regular hours.
Yeah.
Well, good deal. That'll give me some time to let the air warm up a little bit and pick a dry spot in my driveway to bail up baling wire the front of my car, and I'll see you tomorrow.
So okay, if someone drives clear down from Utah.
Quick, if you don't mind.
Wait a minute, John. What, Robert?
Can I say a couple more things before we get off here, if you don't mind?
I just gave you the opportunity.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. The reason I think the 10th Amendment, the states, they're blackmailed from federal funding, you know. Put seatbelt on or you ain't getting federal funding, you know, just stuff like that. That's why I think the governors don't push the 10th Amendment deal.
Well, and I understand that, but I've also addressed that problem. And they did it with highway funds with Texas. I forget how many years ago it was. They said, well, there's too many speeders on your roads down there, and we're going to withhold funds until you get a hold of that.
And, right.
Yeah, and I don't know how that thing turned out, but the fact was that they were using the federal payment to the states as leverage. And I simply said, well, wait a minute here. With all the millions of gallons of gas that is pumped down here in Texas that has a federal tax on it, why don't we just withhold that tax and use it within our own state for our own purposes without using the middlemen for blackmail or leverage?
Oh, I agree with you 100%.
Well,
but one last thing here, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. Some a buddy of mine, old Army buddy, he lives in Georgia. He says price of gas went up 20% or 20 cents since yesterday.
Yep.
He goes, he said that's all Biden's fault. I said, really? I said, you don't think it has anything to do with the snow and ice here in Louisiana and Texas? We can't get trucks anywhere. There's not even gas in my little town of Gatesville, Texas. There is no gas here. HEB shelves are bare. But he just, I said, well, what did he do yesterday to cause this to happen? Well, I don't know, but that's what everybody says. That's what we're dealing with.
Yeah.
People like that.
Well,
anyway, I'll see you tomorrow.
All right. Robert, thank you. I appreciate it.
All right. I'll see you tomorrow.
All right.
Thank you, buddy.
I was going to say to Robert, so if someone drove down there from Utah, would he give an excellent free haircut?
I don't know. I'm sure he'd. Why in the hell would you drive all the way from Utah to get your haircut here in Waco, Texas?
Well, one of these days I intend on taking a trip down to Texas. I got some people I need to visit there.
Okay. Now, that's not contingent on him giving you a free haircut, though, is it?
Well, I don't know. You know, I am a cheap, you know, I am pretty cheap. No, of course not.
What are you, a Jewish Mormon or what?
hey, from what I've been told, especially in Utah County, we're not far apart.
Gosh, I got to leave that one alone. John in California. Hello, John.
Hello, John and John.
Hello.
Great commentary, Mr. Twitchell. Thanks for bringing that up. I have a make a comment on Black History. This is Black History Month.
I almost
and
forgot.
For years, And if you ever listen to PBS, which I don't care much about, you know, they're just spreading it all over the place about all kinds of stuff. But what I found over the years that you're not hearing anything about blacks that actually, you know, really what they did for themselves. Going far back, and I learned this in school, about famous people, a couple off the top of my head, like George Washington Carver, Booker T. Washington, some of those people, you know, inventors, they did and all that. And they seem to just, you know, gloss over that and bring up all the other stuff, the downtrodden or pick themselves up and the problems that the blacks, they were, you know, and what's still happening today. And it's just,
Well, I missed all that stuff. John, wait till I bring on this Woodson guy. He is going to blow you away because he tells the real history of blacks in this country. Yes, was there slavery? Yes, there was. Was there lynchings? Yes, yes, there was. But what you never hear of the former slave on a plantation being freed, coming back, and sometimes taking over that very plantation that he used to work on. You don't hear about black business owners at the late 1800s, early 1900s in Chicago, men that were worth hundreds of millions of dollars because of the businesses they've built. You don't hear this stuff. What you have is this communist collective that we call the news in this country with an agenda to split a nation apart. You know, it is almost like they're trying to get us to hate black people, but that ain't working either. When they are further pressed, John, and we keep asking the questions quietly and politely, that's why I'm telling you, everybody calm down. The stuff doesn't, it just doesn't make any sense at all. Hang on one second. I've got to take this break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey, gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Kosher-tified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite. How can we dance when our earth is turning? How do we sleep while our beds are burning? How can we dance when our earth is turning?
We are back. By the way, I just got a text from Robert. Yes, you can get a free haircut. So there you go, John.
I'll take him up on it next time I'm down there.
There you go. John in California, still there?
Yeah, look, you mentioned slavery. There's an interesting, this is an article a few months back in the Barnes Review, written by one of the writers, author Clint Lacey. And it was a book of a compilation of interviews with way back, of slaves and former slaves and how they lived on the plantations. And surprisingly, and of course, you know, if you were a liberal, you'd say, oh, that's a bunch of BS. Where they, you know, we're talking about a lot of it says, you know, they weren't beaten up and downtrodden and that they had a good life. And a lot of them, they liked where they were. They stayed on. Some of them, like I said, started their own, got their own properties in that, but they got through it a lot more surprisingly than people would think until you read this. It's really an insight. The author is Clint Lacey. And one more thing, and I'll get off. There's an article in American Free Press of January about the black mom and her single mother and her son in Las Vegas. She's suing the school and the school board that because her son is doing very well. He's questioning the critical race theory and what his studies are about that. And they're threatening with him. You know, they won't graduate him and all this other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a group that's helping her called Schoolhouse Rights. I don't know if you're aware of that, Mr. Twitchell, of the International Organization for the Family, that's helping her bring this up in court. So good for her. Anyway, thanks for the time and have a good weekend, Joan.
All right. Thank you, John. Appreciate your call. I want to get to this article here. Bill Gates bankrolling education organization that says math is racist. Oh, bouncing Bill, wait till we get our hands on you. The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation is bankrolling an activist education group that believes math is racist and that arriving at an objective answer is an example of white supremacy. So, John, if I ask you what's 2 plus 2 and you answer me 4, you're a racist. A conglomerate, you know, a conglomerate of 25 educational organizations called A Pathway to Equitable Math Instruction asserts that asking students to find the correct answer is inherently a racist practice. The organization's website lists Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation as its only donor. Oh, so we're in computers, we're into vaccines, now we're in your children's heads. Oh, thank you, Bill. In fact, over the past decade, Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation has awarded over $140 million to a variety of groups associated with Pathway. Their anti-racist resources are at the epicenter of a new training course for teachers offered by the Oregon Department of Education throughout the state. Three of the most prominent organizations receiving grant money from the Gates are the Education Trust, Teach Plus, and West Ed, all nonprofit 501c3 organizations. A guidebook for the teachers produced by Pathway called Dismantling Racism in Mathematics Instruction. It ludicrously claims that the mathematics is used to uphold racist, capitalist, imperialistic, and racist views. Wow. Teachers are instructed to blame non-white students getting answers wrong on white supremacist practices, which are truly to blame for the underachievement of minorities. As we previously highlighted, following on from universities, schools now have become breeding grounds for this kind of intersectional insanity. Earlier this week, we reported how the principal of Eastside Community School in New York sent white parents a manifesto that calls on them to become white traitors and advocate for full white abolition. Last year, we revealed how children in an elementary school in Virginia are being taught that traits such as objectivity and perfectionism are racist characteristics of white supremacy. And meanwhile, school districts across America are eliminating grade standards in order to combat racism. The move was announced in San Diego after it was revealed that just 7% of D or F grades are handed out to white students, while 23% went to Native Americans, 23% of the failing grades went to Hispanics, and 20% went to blacks. As Allie Beth Stuckley notes, I don't know, maybe the people who don't want black or brown kids to learn math correctly are the actual white supremacist.
I think that hit the nail right on the head. That was where I was going to go.
Yeah. I mean, this is stupid, Marxist, in your face. And I won't say unfettered, but they've been pretty much left alone. Or they operate in secrecy, and they do a lot of things. But once people find out about this, again, got to start linking arms with other parents. You got to start going after these people, because once it is exposed, they cannot stand the light of day, and the cockroaches go scrambling.
Mr. Bill Gates that doesn't get his own children vaccinated. Mr. Bill Gates that's trying to control food. Mr. Bill Gates seems like what he's trying to do is first take care of is to dumb down the minorities as much as he can, and then get everybody in that same place. What he's trying to do is more division and conquer. He knows math is either consistent or it's not. It doesn't matter the color of your skin. He knows that better than anybody else. He just wants to control you and me and everybody else.
And you know what? It's tough to turn down that money, but that money has got to be turned down. Bill Gates has one thing in his favor. He's got a crap load of money, and he's got a foundation.
And a little bit of, and a fair amount of power that money comes with.
Well, yeah, and people always like that money, don't they? Always have their hand out for that money. Well, this just has to take exposure. I don't care what Bill Gates does. I don't care what he tries to implement. When he does it, it's got to be stopped. These teacher unions in this country, they've got to be abolished. They have got to go bye-bye because it has been turned into a Democrat political communist machine, for a lack of a better term. I could spend the next 5 minutes, you know, painting in little words here and there to make it sound more. No, it is what it is. Robert,
and if all you need to do is look and see if it's a political machine, and what they're going for is whose schools are open and whose schools are closed. Here in Utah, the only school district that was closed until just like weeks ago was the Salt Lake City School District. Now, many of you would not assume this that don't know Utah very well, but Salt Lake City is very, very heavy Democrat and very socialist. And
how is that possible with the Mormon Church being out there? What's the population of Mormons in Salt Lake City?
Salt Lake City, it's not percentage wise. I think it's less than 50% now.
Hmm.
Salt Lake is becoming less and less Mormon, which is good for the non-Mormons, I guess, in their opinion.
Well, I'll withhold my opinions on Mormonism.
Well, you've made them somewhat clear.
Not to you on air, I haven't. Robert in Kansas. Hello, Robert.
Evening, John and John.
Hello.
I went to school long enough to figure out what it really is, and I have three quotes that will describe it the way it actually is. The first one's from me, so it's probably the best. And it goes, school is to dumb you down, arrest your consciousness at an early stage, and deliver the doctrine of Lucifer. So that's what modern schooling actually is, sir. And
well, here's my question. Here's my question. Now, Marxists, communists, they don't believe in God, right? Robert?
They say that they are atheists. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Marx himself said communism begins where atheism begins.
Okay, then Robert, what's this devil stuff? If they don't believe in God, how can there be a devil?
Well, you can only serve one. You have to serve somebody, John. So that's what they actually know deep down in their inner circles, is that you actually do serve someone, even if you claim to be an atheist. And the reason they do it, John, is that if we knew the truth, we would serve it and not them. So they have to lie to us in school. That's what school is for, is to lie to you.
Hmm. Interesting.
So my next quote, John, real quick, this is from John D. Rockefeller, 1903.
Hmm.
He said, and this is before he created the General Education Board, he said, I don't want a nation of thinkers, I want a nation of workers. So that's John D. Rockefeller, 1903. So this isn't a recent thing.
Yeah.
Okay, the school system is so that you don't know what's going on and you do as you're told. That's what it's for.
Well, and Robert, and again, what is this one-size-fits-all that everybody just follows along like little dumb robots, you know, the Walking Dead, following this stuff around? There have been enough people out there that have pointed out that this control of our children's mind through this thing called an education system, why isn't it stopped? Why doesn't the people of Kansas or Texas or Utah going, you know what, we've had enough of your riding roughshod on the education system, setting yourself up as the end-all be-all for a national standard. You've screwed it all up. We don't need you. Bye-bye. We'll do it ourselves. And again, let me say this so everybody understands this. You have got to start working together with yourselves.
Mm-hmm.
What is stopping you from doing this, people? I'm asking you a direct, serious question. Why have you not done this?
You're right, John. Absolutely, and I don't have the answer. There's lots of homeschoolers more than ever, and that's great. But you're absolutely right. And all I can say is that it's for the convenience of society. It's a babysitting operation. Really, is what it is. They don't even really teach them.
Okay. But Robert, hold on. Let me stop you right here. If you sat down and demonstrated to a parent or parents that what the curriculum is being taught in these schools that you're sending your kid to, and you put this in front of them, going, okay, it's not going to be any surprise how your kid's going to turn out in an environment and under a curriculum like this. Do you think that parent's actually going to look you in the eye and tell you, well, I'm okay with that, I'm just using them for a babysitting service? I am counting on there's more left to the heart, soul, and mind of the American people once confronted with the actuality of life, the realities that we see every single day. I don't see them turning their back on their children. They have avoided making a decision. Well, by avoiding making that decision, you've already made a decision, whether you know it or not. But this has to be clarified to parents. You're not going to allow look at all the time and money and expense, and you claim you love your children, but you're going to let them be subjected to the Marxist pool of, yeah. I don't think so.
You're right, John, I got one more quote for you real quick, and it's from a William Casey, CIA director, 1981, and he said, "We'll know our disinformation program is complete when everything the American public believes is false." So the school system is a concerted effort to deceive you so that you do not know the truth, so that you do believe in things like evolution, or you do believe in things like a heliocentric model, things like that. So that you never actually know the truth. And what they're really doing, John, is they're hiding God. That's their main point, is to hide God from us so that we don't serve him and we serve them. That's their main goal. And it's all about money. It's all about power. It's the bankers. It's everything like that. They've been in control for a long time. And John, real quick, one guy I want you to get on your show, a young man, a black man, his name is Dontell Jackson, D-O-N-T-E-L-L Jackson. And his website is WeThoughtTheyWereWhite.com. And he is an excellent guy. He's figured out the whole slavery situation in America and finding out that white people weren't actually, let's call it, the merchant of slavery, and are being held to account for what other people did during that time. And he would be an excellent guest on your show.
And all right, gentlemen. Hold on. That was,
yes, sir.
We Thought They Were Right. What?
White. We Thought They Were White.
We Thought They Were White.com?
Yes, sir. Or if you type in Dontell Jackson, We Thought They Were White, into Google, you will bring up his information.
All right. Very good. Thank you, Robert. I appreciate it. Yeah, I don't know how the audience is going to react to this, but my heart and my mind compels me to do this. I'm going to bring up the better educated black people that have seen through this crap and are able to speak about it. And this is the way that blacks can help blacks in this country, is by demonstrating, John, that, you know, you've got to get out of this claptrap, this victimhood status. You've been in it too long. You've looked for excuses. You've done everything but help yourself. This is why, John, I'm telling you what, this is why when Black Lives Matter came out with their little slogan, I thought it was all lives matter. But, you're demonstrating what? Well, we care about black people. Well, if you care so much about yourself, why are you destroying yourself? Why are you destroying your inner cities? Why are you not using what is available out there? Cut the victimhood status crap. Get what you can get. Move out of that environment and keep climbing up. I can't tell you how many football players that came out of ghettos that came out of bad situations, but still had a family, still had a father. You know, I look at people like Barry Sanders, probably one of the best running backs pro football has ever
seen. The greatest running back of all time. And if he had had Emmitt Smith's line, he imagine what his stats would have been.
Well, and not only that, his father was around. His father didn't take any quarter. He didn't take any crap. He didn't take any guff. And Barry learned that hard work is how you do things. And that's how he conducted himself, scholastically, working with his father, roofing in the summertime. Anything that the man ever did, he worked for what he got. I am just appalled that the NFL did this Black Lives Matter crap, because 70% of the people in the NFL, over 70% of the players are black. And John, answer me this. How would a football team ever win a game against another team if they didn't get along with their fellow players, which include white people?
As I've been told by many NFL players, that locker room is a place where race doesn't matter a whole bunch. It's whether you can make it on the football field or not. My opinion is they understand it better than anybody else.
Oh, yeah. What an opportunity. My career might be short. I think the average NFL career is, what, three and a half years, if that?
I don't even know that it's 3 years, but
well,
yes.
Well, depending on a position. And, of course, you got the GOAT down there in Tampa Bay that plays for 40 years.
He's not the greatest quarterback of all time.
Well, I don't care what your opinion is about Tom Brady.
Neither does your audience.
That's right, they don't. But John, the point is that all this stuff, and the issue of Colin Kaepernick, you want to know the reason why he's not a quarterback in the NFL? Take a look at his stats. He sucks.
Yeah.
He does, and nobody wanted to take on Colin Kaepernick. Oh, yeah, you did that kneel down, Black Lives Matter. Okay. They wouldn't. Look, trust me, a lot of these owners, they don't give a damn what they have to do to win a game. It wasn't about Colin Kaepernick being a pariah because of stand on race. That had something to do with it on the periphery. But the real reason is these teams want to win, and why am I going to take on a quarterback, whatever color he is, because he sucks and I'm going to do this to please some people? No, I want to win football games.
If he was somewhat okay, I guarantee you Jerry Jones would have taken him just for the fact of the public attention it would have brought. You know,
yeah.
He was not a good quarterback. You're absolutely right.
No, he wasn't. I mean, he wasn't. I think
amazing athlete. He probably could have moved into a couple other positions, but no, I want to be a quarterback.
I don't know what his deal was, and you know what? I don't care. Even his mama came out against him, which the press never talks about. Even his mama said, Colin, the hell are you doing? And here's a guy, you know, talking about racism. He had mixed parents. How the hell do you talk about racism when one of your parents is white?
Cha-ching, cha-ching.
It's all a construct. And this will not last long. The truth will out. It, as it always does. Not maybe when you want it to, not maybe when you think you need it to, but it's always there, and it always comes to the surface.
Okay, can I touch on Ted Cruz real quick?
Oh, yeah. Luckily, we only have 5 minutes left in the show. Go ahead.
But how about this? I'll trade you Cruz for Romney any day of the week.
Oh my God, please not. Oh God, no, please. I won't say I detest him, but what?
Who? Romney or
Romney?
Cruz.
Cruz is a politician. I never liked the guy, but aside from that.
Romney is. Brings me to want to swear. brings me to want to swear that too many people in Utah were baffled, and, well, frankly, too many across America were baffled that were Republicans and buffooned. That man is the founder of Obamacare. He was not a good Republican on his stance on abortion. So let's just hit those two things right there. But let's go back to Cruz. The reason why the media is going after Ted Cruz is because they don't want the finger pointed back at them, especially on things that are going on in the Biden administration right now. And also Cuomo's, you know, CNN boys, Big Brother. And the buffoonery that's gone on in New York with everything that's going on there. They want to point the finger at every Republican doing something even slightly bad. And now, maybe it wasn't great optics, but the bottom line is he did what he could as far as the federal government, and then he got out of the way. States need to get back to taking care of power. And
when you say power, do you mean electricity or political power?
Both.
Okay.
Both. But we, yeah, the statement, I'm here from the federal government and I'm here to help, as Ronald Reagan said, is the most fearful words that you'll ever hear.
Well, the most fearful words I heard were Ronald Reagan, because he wasn't what everybody paints him to be.
True. I'll give you that.
You know, I mean, here's another actor from California. Look when they torpedoed Gray Davis over the Enron, and how Enron teamed up with Pacific Gas and Electric to rig the electric grid out in California and bilk $30 billion out of the customers' pockets. They were livid. So who did they bring in? An actor.
I am not Arnold Schwarzenegger. I'm here to help.
No.
And Mr. I'm the expert on the night of, was it 1,000 knives? Yeah, I'm sure you saw that video.
No, I haven't. But the point is that Ronald Reagan was an actor. Ronald Reagan was the governor. I'm surprised. I don't even know if Schwarzenegger could run for president. But let's put an actor in the White House. And that's exactly what they did. And Ronnie, being the chameleon that he was, under the guidance of his wife, which, by the way, was kind of a loose woman. Most people don't know that. Ask half the men out there in California. But she ruled over Ronnie. Ronald Reagan was her creation, and she kept it on track. This guy was not a conservative. Hell of a speech maker. He had good speech writers, and he could act his way and bluff his way through it. But Ronnie was not what you would call a true conservative or even close to being a constitutionalist. Sounds good on paper, but he really wasn't. Hey, John Twitchell, thanks, man.
Thank you. This was good times. Appreciate it.
I appreciate it.
Hopefully I didn't derail you too much with your program.
No. It's just you're not used to my timing, and yeah, you. It's okay. It's all right. At least you got a free haircut out of it.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, thanks again, my friend.
Hey, thank you. Take care.
Have a good one. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back with you Monday, guaranteed. And just make sure you donate to the network so we can survive another day, folks. This is where you get your edumacation.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to EaseOff.com. That's EazeOff.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC. 417-932-6419.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.